WTOB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 7:34.
You think they're going to do the funeral in Manhattan?
I don't know. You know, Yogi Berra passed away in New Jersey, and maybe that's where his family is, like, home and
stuff
is now.
I'll tell you something.
But
if de Blasio is smart,
they could do a memorial
if
thing,
the Pope
right?
gets out of here on Friday, right. and they can keep the family till Saturday, if de Blasio is smart, he rolls out the red carpet for Yogi Berra. And he brings in Giuliani, and he does it big. And they do it at St. Pat's.
I'm sure they can put something nice together.
They got, if de Blasio,
even if it's not with the church, even if it's just like a memorial thing, could be Central Park, I mean, whatever, just something. But I don't know, the Pope's kind of in town. When he's in town, it's a lot of people in the way.
I got you, but he's leaving Friday, right? Doesn't he leave Friday? He's just here Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. Then how do you throw one of those things together? I don't think you just throw it. I don't know.
Nice.
It would be nice, though. It would be nice to have a little Yogi moment in New York City.
You should.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB.
I mean, how lucky are we?
Number one rock station, Roger JP, 738.
In the studio at the same time, we got Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Mike Francesa.
It's an incredible day, and
My
of course
God.
It wouldn't happen
oh,
except
it's a sad
for the,
day in,
well,
sports.
The passing of Yogi Berra, yes.
That's right, Roger. You know,
thank you, Mike, for being here.
Thank you, Mayor Giuliani, for being here.
I mean, you know, he died.
Thank you, Mayor Giuliani, for being here.
I think
Mayor?
It's a great honor to be here this morning with Mike and with you guys.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure to have you here with us. What would you say?
You've probably met Yogi a million times.
I'm
right?
talking. Okay. I'm talking over here. All right.
It's
wait
tough.
A second.
He's a tough
wait
host.
A second. I'm talking to Mayor.
Okay.
Hi, Mayor. We're back. What would you say your memories of Yogi? Give me your best memory of Yogi.
One of my most fondest memories was back in May this past year when we celebrated his 90th birthday.
Oh,
right. He was such a good sport. We had just rolled out the birthday cake, and my son Andrew had eaten half the cake before half the guests got there. And Yogi was a good sport about it. He laughed about it, and he
he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
Blew the candles out, and that's something that I'll always cherish. And I remember talking with him about Guth Gossage and some of the other Yankee greats. And he had so many great stories about so many different Yankees. It was such a terrific time to spend with him.
Well, thanks, Mayor
Lots
Giuliani.
Of memories.
Do you
and the
nice.
Guy was not a Roman candle. I mean, he was around for a long time.
Ah, we're talking about Mayor Giuliani.
Yes, Francesa.
Mayor, what would you say, when comparing careers and nipples, would you say... compared to now Yogi, I don't know if many people know this or not. Yogi had he was 90, but he had the nipples of a 24-year-old Latino.
He did.
I don't know if many people know this.
You
that was
obsessed.
One. Of, that Does was that one mean, of the unsung. You? It was an unsung accomplishment.
Do you mean like kind of like a supple, just like nice and supple? Is that what you?
I mean, his nipples were. It's incomprehensible the shape and quality of the
Mike.
Nipples for a 90-year-old man.
And Mike, one of the things that I can tell you is,
what do you got?
He's one of the few guys who could pull off dressing in drag better than I did. It was unbelievable. So I got to see him dressing in drag and also his nipples up close. And probably were the only nipples that were in better shape than A-Rod's.
Well, is that right? Is
I
that
don't
right?
Know if that's possible.
So you would say it'd be better nipples than A-Rod?
In his prime? Yes.
Wait a second. You're telling me that Yogi Berra's nipples were not better than A-Rod's?
On September 11th, I looked up at the World Trade Center and I said, thank God Yogi Berra was a Yankee and George W. Bush was our president.
We're talking nipples!
Oh, the nipples.
We have two crazy people
well, I'll
in the
tell
studio.
You, the nipples on my son Andrew and Yogi Berra and A-Rod's combined, they could be models.
You cannot compare your son's nipples to Yogi Berra's.
Well, my son's nipples are not as full of
you developed. Can't compare them. You well, can't I, do it.
Mike, I think that Yogi's are right up there at the top. I'll put them up there against
They are at the top.
I would put them
He's
up there
a
against...
He's number one catcher, number one nipples.
I also
That's
say
a fact.
Another great,
That's a fact.
Another great pair of nipples were Willie Randolph. You know, I thought, Mike, I appreciate you what you're saying about my nipples, man.
All right, good to have you here, Willie.
It's been great, Mike.
Okay, kids.
Right. It's been great, Rudy. Rudy, you know, I didn't vote for you, but I didn't like the way you handled the police department, Rudy, but I know you were a Yankee fan, and I appreciate that. And this is really a sad day for Yankee fans.
Okay.
You know, I'm a big fan of Willie's nipples as well.
Thanks, Willie, for being here.
I would say he's not number one.
Is it because they're black?
I would. Well, they're dark. I would say he's probably like...
Mike, you can see them anytime you want, man.
He's like...
I'll let you see him, man.
All right, we'll do that right now. All right, we'll get to your nipples in a second. Right now, here's Mr. Ted.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Ted Linder.
Thanks, Mike. LIE westbound into exit 50, Bagatelle Road, accident.